Obviously, very happy with Saturday. Proud of our guys. To win on senior day, I think, is really, really important. Thought we played great defense for most of the day, save a play or two. Thought we ran the football and were really efficient on offense. And special teams, I thought Isaac Power and really all our specialists, Rauschenberg kicking the ball off in the punting game. I don't know if I've ever been a part of that many balls inside the six. So I thought it was just a great team win. Great atmosphere. Appreciated all the fans and students. I thought that was awesome. Back-to-back weeks to have that crowd, that atmosphere. I thought the people that work here that do the music and the in-game stuff, I thought were elite. And I think our game day atmosphere for the recruits that were there and the people that were there is as good as anywhere. So for that, I'm very, very grateful. Looking forward to finishing out the regular season this week. As I told our guys, not many times in life that you're going to have a chance to win 11 games. And it's a chance for opportunity for us to go 1-0 this week, go on the road. And understanding that the symmetry of being 1-11 the first year and a chance to be 11-1 is certainly not lost on me or lost on our guys. So obviously Kansas is a tremendous challenge for us. I think it starts with Puka. He's as dynamic a player as there is in the country. And we saw that firsthand last year with the long run he had down the right sideline. He had more rushing yards against Iowa State than our team did. So yeah, I think if things start with him, Carter Stanley's playing really, really well. They've got a good group of receivers. Parchment's a deep threat. And defensively, we're going to have to find a way to run the football and hopefully keep our defense off the field. So it'll be a great test, a great challenge for us. Our guys will have some subtle changes with fall break and Thanksgiving break and let our guys go home a little bit. But I'm sure our guys will stay focused on the process this week and try to go 1-0.
Matt, you guys have been so focused for every game this year. Clinch the Big 12 championship game, Bird. Are you concerned at all about looking forward?
I'm always concerned about everything, which is why, to me, all I talk about is process. I thought we were a little unfocused to begin the game, which sometimes happens. I mean, it's the first time I've ever had a corner be so offsides that they call the play back. Turn the ball over the second play of the game. But I thought our guys did a nice job of regrouping. So I think there's always concerns about, hey, where are we at mentally? I thought we were in a really good place again last night. We practiced last night. Guys were focused. I think people understand. They understand that we win because, not because of who we are, but because of what we do. And we've won 10 games because we try to go 1-0 each week. And I think they understand that this will be a tremendous challenge anytime you play on the road and play a team that really should have beat Iowa State last year, had a chance to beat Iowa State last week, a team that went to Boston College and beat up on Boston College, a team that beat Texas Tech. So we understand what we're getting ready for. And so I think you have to just trust the players. You have to just trust the locker room. And they did that last week, and there was no doubt they were going to do it last week. I had no doubt that they were going to be ready. And I'd say, I was in the training room this morning where guys were getting treatment, and they look very focused again this week, understanding that this will be a challenge.
Other than Puka Williams, what else about their offense do you need to be concerned about?
They have a tremendous rhythm passing. They kind of established who they are. They made a change in coordinators halfway through the year. And the quarterback's really, really accurate. Threw for, I think, 350 last week. He does a really nice job of being patient, taking what he gives you, and then they have a big play presence down the field. Parchments beat people on, posts and go balls and run by people. And so that's always a challenge to us, is A, eliminate the big play. But if you try to get an extra guy in the box to take care of Puka, they have the ability to go up over the top of you, and they have a really good offensive line. They have guys who are going to be next level players. So when they've clicked like they did last week, and they did, it was 3 or 4 weeks ago, they've put a lot of points on the board. So we're going to have to, they had every chance to beat Texas at Texas, and so we're going to have to play really well defensively to try to limit them, and understanding that. But it really is that conflict of trying to take away the running game, knowing they have a deep play game, and then the quarterback's really patient. He's going to take what you give you.
You talked about the break. What exactly do you do in terms of practice, getting them ready and getting them back here and all?
Well, there's no school Wednesday, so we'll practice in the morning and let the guys go around 3, and let them go home Wednesday night and come back Thursday at 7. Then we'll do our walkthrough and stuff Thursday night, and then we'll practice full speed Friday morning again and then leave. So, it's one of the great things about the Texas kids coming to Texas, coming to Baylor, staying in the state of Texas, is then go home for Thanksgiving. bring me back a plate of something, hopefully. But a lot of our guys, and then some of our guys will stay here. We'll have something for them, invite them over to coaches' houses, have a dinner or whatever. But a lot of our guys will group up and go to people's houses and have fun.
Is there an update on Charlie and what's the overall health of your team going into Kansas?
I think we're as healthy as really any team in college football would be right now. I think a lot of that credit goes to first to our strength staff and as well as our medical staff. I mean, last week there was guys, hey, questionable, 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 and they all played. Came out of the game, obviously Charlie, he took that big hit and the officials sent him out of the game. And the official said to me, Coach, we got to be careful. I said, absolutely, man. I appreciated them doing that. I love when people, the people who are in charge protect the players. From the officials, I thought the officials did a great job of protecting the players, and that's our job. And then the doctor said, hey, let's hold him and see, just see what's going on. So he's fine to go. He's cleared to go. He also rolled his ankles, so he's been kind of gimping around a little bit. But I'm sure Charlie will be, ready to go. And Xavier Newman would be questionable at this point, and Frew Morgan would be questionable. Both those guys came out of the game with injuries. Xavier went back in the game. So knowing him, his toughness, I'm sure he'll find a way to get himself ready.
Denzel, he's pretty much been a tremendous player since he got here. Have you seen him evolve, maybe kind of work on the little things to improve?
Yeah, I think every year we've challenged. There was a time where we said, hey, you're not very good versus 50-50 balls, jump balls. And as you can see on Saturday, he's become one of the best 50-50 ball guys around. We challenge him to get better getting in and out of his breaks. Not just be like a deep, deep run by you guy, but a guy who can run all the routes. He's definitely done that. I challenged him earlier in this year to be a better blocker, and he's definitely done that. And the biggest challenge from last year to this year was, being able to play when you don't feel 100%. Sometimes you're a guy who's a track guy, and you're used to, hey, I've got to feel primed up and ready. This is a game of attrition. It's a war of attrition. Who can play when they don't feel 100%? He's been proof positive of that, man. From training camp to the thumb surgery to all the way through the year, he's played through everything. I really enjoy watching players grow, and no one's grown football wise on or off the field as much as Denzel has.
Kansas defense, what do they do best?
They take away the run. I mean, they're a true 3-4-2 gap. New England Patriots, big guys, strike you up front. So it's a challenge to find, easy runs, and then the quarters coverage team, they played a little bit more aggressively against Iowa State, and that's really been what people have done against us. People have come out against us and just said, we're going to blitz them. But I like the way that they play. They're well put together on defense. I like teams that play that way. They just kind of try to knock you back and stop the run and try to overload you in terms of leverages. And, we're an inside zone team. That's kind of what they're built to take away. So there's some inherent challenges there, especially with Charlie, being a little banged up. Probably don't want to run the quarterback too much. So there's some challenges, dealing with some of those things. And we have to put together a good plan to make sure that, because really the quarterback run game has really been something we've done the last couple of weeks at a high, high level. We've got to find a way to continue that without him.
Last couple weeks have been some pretty – charged up atmospheres, big time games going there to Kansas. Is there anything you have to guard against? Maybe a little bit slower start just because there may not be that same energy in the city?
Yeah, Andy Reid told me a long time, he said, all great teams do three things, and I can never remember the third one, but one and two were eliminate distractions and create energy. I can't remember the third one. So we have to, you have to create energy. I think to me, the biggest thing that I've tried to get across to our guys is, the games that we call big games, well, they're big games because we're playing. They're not big games because of who we're playing. They're big games because we're playing. And this is a huge game. Huge game. This is the biggest game of the year. And we're playing against good players. We're going on the road. There's all these challenges. Going on the road is always a challenge. The weather could be a challenge. It says it's going to rain. It says it's going to be 20-mile-an-hour winds. All those things are challenges, but it's a big game because we're playing in it. And I want our team to go out there. And we challenged them after the Oklahoma game to have a championship mindset. I thought we did at times in the game. We also put the ball on the ground too many times and did stupid stuff that we have to eliminate. And I told them I'm not tolerating some of those things anymore. So we need to have a championship mindset this entire week to go 1-0 this week. But the day of our guys thinking, well, this is a big game because we're playing these guys, that's gone. It's been gone this whole year. It's a big game because we're playing in it, and this is the biggest game of the season. And the preparation so far has felt that way, and it'll continue to feel that way.
Matt, how have you seen your secondary evolve since you got here? And has it evolved just about as much as any position group?
Yeah, we lost our two starting corners last year. You know, Graylin makes a move from corner to safety. It's a lot of the same guys, but they've really grown and matured. I was talking to someone earlier, they were asking, at the end of the day, to me this season is about as much about what Phil Snow's done as anything else. I stand up here, people say good things about me when we win, I think this year has been about Phil Snow. It's been about Evan Cooper and Mike Saravo and Frank, the job that they've done on defense, transforming what we do on defense. And it's been about the players. The players on defense have really grown and become really good players. And there's a lot of veterans in the secondary. You have some younger guys. Kalen Barnes is playing a ton. Raleigh's playing a ton. But I think our guys in the secondary have realized, we're pretty good players. We played all man on third down this past game. We haven't never really done that before. And we said, we're going to try to evolve and be a better man-to-man team. You got the Jamison Houston out there playing bump and run, on third and five, fourth and five, and those guys came through. So I think our secondary, the elimination of big plays and winning on third down has been as crucial to our success on defense as anything else.
What does it mean to coach against someone with
a
track record of Les Miles?
I said earlier to the coaches in there, you think about the two coaches in the state of Kansas, there's a reason why they've improved from maybe, where they started the season or where people thought maybe they were going to start the season. Between Coach Kleiman and Coach Miles, there's two guys who've won national championships. And for me, as just a lover of college football, to, the things that he did at Oklahoma State and then LSU and that he'll do at Kansas, bringing championships and winning culture to those places, it's an honor for me. I mean, I love college football. I love college football coaches. So anytime you have a chance to go against someone that as a young coach, I was watching, the Mad Hatter and with tremendous respect, so he's been good to me the times I've met him, and I'm looking forward to having a chance to compete against him.
Matt, you talked about how good your special teams were. Your deep snapper also had his first career sack. Just the way that he's stepped up since Clay.
Ross has been unbelievable. And we think Ross is a great linebacker. I didn't want him to not play linebacker this year. I really thought he could be a special linebacker. And he's a great snapper, and I'm looking forward to him having a chance to snap at the next level doing that. But you also know with him, you get a guy who can also run down on kickoff and play on teams. And he played more football this past Saturday than he had, the previous weeks to give our other guys a blow. And I thought he played great. He's a guy that practices 100 miles an hour. And it shows up, and then I thought that was, for him to have a sack and a big-time hit, a big-time play, I mean, that was textbook. We'll put that on our tackling teach tape of, same foot, same shoulder. I'm really proud of the way he played.